Secondly, every from Ruben to Dumo, the manager of the Nature Club. Apologies for the fact that I was unable to email last night or speak about the report and David's amendment. Because the place I'll be doing too, apart from the fact that there's no electricity on the first day of the school, on the second day the door will be closed. So the whole of yesterday morning, I lost 3 hours waiting for a doctor to come. And so on behalf of him, not on my behalf, I apologize that we are late, because I only sent the report to Khadija Saleh now at 9:32. Thirdly, to the best of my knowledge, we're not going to get a full-time committee secretary for another month. So we will battle along. Saleh will be acting, but of course, he's not full-time. He's also the control supervisor. So, fortunately, I'm not sure why, but since I've been a chair in 1998, committee secretaries or their assistants are aware that they must send out notices on a Wednesday afternoon or a Thursday morning for meetings up to 2 o'clock yesterday. No notice of today's meeting was given. On behalf of the department, which had 7 full days and was a big start, they were unable to draft 2 paragraphs that they could give us, which was an official document that needed process. That was to be at 5 p.m. yesterday, so therefore we will not vote today. They're also insisting on writing a flat-out paragraph in care groups. Now, you see, we've communicated to the department that, you see, what the bill is telling us, if it is a bad bill, it does not reflect on the minister. It reflects on the committee. And they're insisting. I have supported two legal people to say that, you know what, we use whereas, that's fine. But you have to have since or something. In other words, because of these things, therefore you are introducing a bill. To write two flat paragraphs is going to be post-mortem. The committee will not agree to it, and we're not going to have a long debate about it. Outside this meeting, when we are free and we have got the time, we will in fact engage with the department around this. But, you know, really, do we really want to have endless discussions about preamble? Why don't we just drop the word whereas because it's old and traditional? But a preamble, as I understand it, are run four people, two have come back to me, both of them agree. Both of them have drafted for us some amendments. So we will come to the bill later. So what I'm saying is, for all these reasons, we'll adjourn early so that, you know, I can redraft the things. But I also want to indicate that I'm on a bill so far. That means I'm not working more than 8 hours a day until the committee section is able to deliver the support that it should have given us in 1995. 30 years later, I'm quite frankly generating a point for the finding. And so we will bring a halt to our program until we get the support we have to. I have the time to engage in negotiations with the manager. I've met the manager tomorrow, and I've said to them what they need. And since they can't deliver, I will inform them as well. And look, our committee is going to slow down. So the program we have is based on the committee section to make the job. I have tired of doing this in the committee. Tired, yes. So I'm working 8 hours a day from 6, which means that there's going to be a remarkable slow to the committee. And that's fine. What I want is the list of executives, which I think is fine, is they can check on people to us, because Parliament's unable to do it. They can check on people to us and just work at 2 hour day over the year. There's not more requirements. 2 hours over the year. And we're available on their cell phones, and we send our notices on time, and we attend to the things that have to attend. So if you can check on somebody to us, that will help. I don't want a discussion around this. Because ultimately, those who are going to speak now, they will be say what they want to say, and then say, so what am I going to do to rescue the team? So, in short, who's going to ensure that the team is organized regularly? Who's going to ensure that the venues are sorted out? Who's going to ensure this is not a venue for Parliament, there's no recording here. The previous committee chair did not book a venue for this week. Yet, unlike most committees, our programs are prepared three weeks. In fact, the whole program for June is ready. The problem is that the committee section tells us that Mr. Joyce says they can only approve a program for each quarter. But right now, I've got the program ready for June, but the one I'm giving you now is up to you. And it's the committee secretary's job to prepare Parliament. I do it. So in short, You're free to say anything you want to say about my sermon, you know, but I'll rule you out of order. Yes, you say, I am going to take responsibility for organizing the tea. I am going to check that the circle is get out on a Wednesday afternoon. I am going to check the circle. I am going to check that the venue is there. I'm going to check that the committee secretary, I don't ask for a minute, I've been asking for 2 years just for the committee secretary to say, these are the decisions. Write a letter to Master Landis, thank him for his editorial publicity. Write to South African Airways and tell them that it's unacceptable that they did not produce the report on time. That's what I want, 3 or 4 bullet points. He says, it's been an incurious task since August 1994. I've not been able to do it. And that committee secretary will be allocated to some other committee. He claims that he's sick. It's hilarious, by the way. Hilarious. He claims that he's sick. And he's going to be coming back in March. Hilarious. So you know what he's up to. He's been touched with one of them. So his projects are not working on elsewhere. You come back to his parliament and he'll be given another committee. So why should I do the committee secretary's work? So in short, I think of a how he is taking the workshops, he will communicate with his wife, but I will just do so. So in short, you are free to come in now, but on one condition, that you actually do offer some impact to other bully or not. Okay.
Any comments on this as well?
No,
I want to make clarifications, but I don't know if it's going to conform to your plans and
properly. What is he going to offer to do? Okay, say something, I'll do it. The first time I've done this in 8 years.
No, you are... You're quite correct, dear person, in what you just said there. And I'm hopeful that all of the funds are going by the secretary, by feeling the author, so that they can have a report that we will submit to Father, the good order from the
secretary. Secondly, the more important, can we all stand? We have
Thank you, those guys, we all stood up, including you, please. Actually, the whole mood has changed, darling.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what I did.
You put up the ranking. Yeah, very honest.
Welcome. It'll be your heart.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, you see, what we should do, what I was thinking about the devotee is, look, I think the point that we noted what he is saying, but maybe there's a chapter about it. Now, what I was thinking is that we go to the ISKCON, or translate it somebody, what is the second or something?
Why?
Because Parliament can't deliver. Now, I am told that at the moment they are, you see, why I think it's very worrying. At the moment, they are saying, I've even sat with them almost every second day. They have got no extra section. Four committees have got no section. Just like four is a committee. You know? Secondly, they are saying that they are interviewing people at the moment. Now what is striking, and this is the situation, the person that will come will be totally new. They will be given a 1 or 2 day induction, I think, and told him at a few things. So, you know, Chris Kusani, what does he believe about all the magic? You see, with the committee secretary, Khadija actually even photocopies for him. You know, fine. He makes five of them. And then when you ask him for a bill, he rings Khadija. Khadija can give me a copy of the ACA book, which he photocopies for him. And I think, if I recall correctly, a year ago, we did a directory for him. Khadija did everything. That is, ESCOM, Kulani Gavarke, cell number, email number, phone number. He didn't do it. We did it. We tried to get him to do it for 6 months. He didn't do it. So Khadija said it and gave it to him. He just then will be written and say he's financial on his cell number because of the story of the cell. He will return it. And Khadija will give it to him and he will give it to me. That's the policy of the secretary, the scholar. Now he's going to be put to the scholar of the committee.
And he's
doing
Khadija and he's doing
it. This is a lot of the work. Partly I've explained in a letter which I will give you a copy of. I decided it's good for some countries to do it for Khadija because he's pulled away. So some things I took away from him. That he can't be held responsible for. But the rest of the
stuff is looking away.
Yeah, because you know it's such a headache, you can't reach the guy, you don't ask him for these things. So the fact of the matter is that I actually feel very strongly that we should go outside Parliament. Ask ESCOM to take what's coming. It's not like a minister that was saying, but let's try this now. ESCOM's got a lot of shit. We need somebody.
That's a. It's not him.
Yeah, you see, at the moment what they are saying is they're going to appoint somebody totally new for it. He doesn't even know what a portfolio company is looking at. And we have no say over this thing, that's fine. But anyway, you want to say something about this?
Okay. I might not have a problem in this economy, but I'm just wondering. Maybe for me, it's just because which means it makes it easier that if the text is not, then you can check the other one to act. Or to do, because there's definitely danger for the committee for which it's happening. So, what is happening in our case? Because we do have to do this. I'm just ready to mention it to Parliament in terms of the government measures for people to act and so on, because we do have I don't understand the mentality of Parliament because the country is well thought. Whereas in other committees, I never went to communication in any of the countries, so people had no idea automatically.
Yeah, I can leave the answer that I think some committees, because they say, like justice, so far, communication is sort of a load. Public enterprise does not have that, so it's fair. They should have that. So that's how it works. In theory. In practice, it's a lot of historical and other reasons, but quite frankly, in our committee, we don't even need two people. The workload for the committee section is just one person. Because if I look at London County, you do all the photocopying, that's right. You do all the organizing of the team. You do most of the running around for that. I don't know what the role of the section is. I don't think we need
to. So you're writing the report.
The point is that we just need one person who's available on their cell phone. Look, can I suggest something? That this particular book, we should set that across the end. Not our interest, not the book, but for this reason. That we want to communicate to the department that the reason the book is here, that people say not to listen. On our side, we don't want to use it. As from after today's meeting, I think that we go to the shape of that and communicate that this is what the committee feels.
Can I ask if you come to the committee? See, I'm the secretary.
Oh, we can arrange that. The secretary won't come.
Because not you.
Yeah.
The committee.
Yeah.
All of us.
All right. So can we arrange for Mrs. Kesler to come to committee meeting next Wednesday, where we raise our issues?
She will next it out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they will then agree to that. Yeah, you've got to tell him it's not his private email. It belongs to Parliament. And he may be getting emails and things. So he will give you a way of getting access to it without him seeing his own email. Can you arrange that? Because it's not his private email.
It's not my. Leave that one for next week. Yeah, I've already.
Okay,
all right. Because I have an appointment. Like this morning. Yeah.
Okay, I'm also saying this. I have many people informed me about that. And they all think the way I do. Okay, so we've got the report from Martin Stevens. Remember, this was from a meeting we had with Zanel last year. And Martin challenged Zanel around intellectual property rights and so on, and he made these views. And what he then decided was that Laura Kinley on behalf of Zanel would communicate directly with Martin. We appointed him as chair of the subcommittee, one of the subcommittee, to pursue this matter further. In our report to Parliament, we said that he would pursue this matter further and report back to Parliament early in the new year. And I must say, he delivered it on time. In fact, even before Parliament formally began, Martin had sent his report. Thank you, Martin. Over to you.
Thank you. We had a wide-ranging discussion. discussion on that day, and I was rather happy with the how cunning Janelle was with the information. And you will see from the report, I don't just want to read it out, I'll just pick up the menu. As far as the intellectual property is concerned, it has always been the practice in the NEL that somebody sponsors the research. Either the Department of Defense or some outside contractor, but somebody sponsors it. Whoever is the sponsor becomes the owner of the intellectual property. What I did not realize is that there are two aspects to intellectual property. The one is the one that we all know about, copyright and patent. The patent is the product that is eventually developed. Now, that's a foreground intellectual property, but there is also the background intellectual property, which is in fact not patented and is something that you learn through the process of development. I can give a short example just to make clear what the difference is between the background and the foreground. When James Watt wanted to develop his piston steam engine, it was the first piston engine that was going to be used up. On a drawing of that, it works quite well. When they wanted to engineer it, they had a big problem to make a key for the piston to move up and down, because there's going to be a lot of pressure inside of that. It's strong enough to take the pressure to drive the train, etc. So they had to start experimenting with materials and tolerances before eventually they decided that what the thing to do would be to cast an outside thing and then to have a highly polished inside lining that you would put into the sleeve, and you would have to heat the outer part and cool the inner part, put the sleeve in, make it cool down, and then it fits snugly, because it fits loosely, the engine won't work. Now, in the process, they learn the expansion factors of cast iron versus the expansion factors of mold steel, which was the inner lining. Now, all of that is not patented, but that is what was learned during the process of developing the product. Now, the advantage to a company like Janelle is that while the development is done on its premises using its personnel, that background knowledge becomes part of the usable knowledge of the NEL itself. The eventual product is patented and can only be used or copied with the permission and by the patent authority. But that background knowledge is in fact more important than anything else, because you can now go and apply that knowledge and expertise that you develop. You can go and apply when you do further research or when you that is the real value. So having had that explanation, I think my whole problem with intellectual property is disappeared. Because it would belong to whoever finances it anyway, the foreground IP. And then the question arose, but what do we gain out of this whole thing then altogether? The main thing that we want to gain then is to have access to the background thing, so to the background knowledge that is gained from developing it. And that was on the basis that A, that research and development must remain in South Africa, and that the personnel of Janelle must always be involved. In other words, it will always be Janelle people doing that development, gaining the background knowledge. That is secured by having a golden share. The golden share says, although they buy 70% of the company, they may not relocate the company. They may not take away the work. The actual research and development will be done at the health clinic using the health personnel, etc. In fact, all we need, the advantage we need, the strategic advantage, is all secured by means of the golden share. I then said, what's the point of having the 30%? what if he can't do that? And if he eventuates that he gained absolutely nothing through that, in fact, the only gain is a negative one. Because there is an agreement that, and it's quite normal, that if I have 30% of a company like that and you have 70% and you decide, I'm now going to put 100 million, we need 100 million recapitalization because we're going to do an R&D with it, which is part of the program. Then you must put up, then you will put up 70 million, and I am forced to put up 30 million, which means I lose control of the money that I have to put into it. Because it's not my decision to put in 100 million. It's not a question, can I afford the 30 million? The major shareholder comes and says, we're going to put in 100 million. We're putting the 30 million. So you lose control of your own capital budget. Secondly, the type of company that is a research and development company usually does not declare dividends because all profits that are made are eventually just plowed back into the office or back into the job. So your chances of ever recouping any money that you invest into that and even thinking that you could claw back the losses that you've already suffered by having a 30% share is fairly failed stuff. It's not going to happen. So in other words, there's really nothing positive about having the 30%. It's all negative. All you need for our strategic interest is the golden share. And that's why I got to the end result of my report, which you will see my recommendation. It is recommended that the committee supports the share transfer to Zeiss with a golden share provider and without special provision for rights to intellectual property, which is what we call. In other words, to the foreground intellectual property. But that it takes a strong stand against the mere retention of any percentage shareholding in the company, because that in fact puts the risk. And I can hear you from the people around at that time that there was in fact given that that is what they were looking for. Thank you. Okay.
Look, first of all, thank Martin for a very kind report, but also very kind. And also these are things that are new to us. And we just need to learn to grow. So myself, let me pick myself up. I find it very interesting. I don't really know anything about it. Technically, it's also very well written before, it's very clear. So, I want to invite comments. Anybody else? Yeah, Chris Wang and then Chris Chi.
Just one question. So, if you look at these papers on this one page of the negotiation of this project, and if you now come back to something that's not for the climate, what happens to you? Legally speaking,
what would happen? If your council won't make your pro-rata contribution, you lose your share. You lose your share to the major shareholder.
In the whole thing?
Yeah, because you're not performing as a shareholder, as a shareholder should. So you automatically lose your 30% share. And that's why I say, since it will never be in our interest to make a further capital investment, that there can never be an advantage. Why have it in the first place? Because you're going to lose it anyway. The first time they say, put in 30 million, we shoot them and say, no, we're not going to, which means you lose it. So why take it? So that was my question.
Okay,
here's
the
moment.
The discussion was only around this particular company, which was Premier Optronics. The situation in other companies might be different because there might be foreground IP ownership as well. So we didn't delve into Danel as a whole. only this one.
Yes,
but you're quite right. From this one, they will never be any problem. The property is social gain, if you like. It's social welfare advantage before it fuels development and background knowledge that is going to be gained through these South Africans. But that's just a huge advantage. No money.
I mean, they would generate enough money to sustain themselves and generate money to put into R&D.
That company will be self-sustaining because, in fact, 100% of it will, you know, if we agree on this, 100% of it will belong to Zlatan Stronach. So all the money that goes in there will be Zlatan Stronach. The advantage we get is only the background. I think the same is the thing.
For the public
why would this company be so sustainable? Because we are saying you can't spend the 80% of the dollars in the community. But this company is
Shaban.
So in fact, they are supposed to be then, there is no to go on the next topic.
The reason is that there is already a lot of background knowledge and expertise, background intellectual property in that company. What life wants is it wants to make use of that expertise that is already there to develop new products and to develop products on top of the products that they already have. So their advantage is that they get a trained labor force, a highly expert group of people who know what they're doing, lots of experience behind them. That's why they want to. They're not actually buying the company because they're getting the company for nothing. What they're doing is they're putting money into it to do research and development, but they're putting it into a vehicle, a company, which actually can do it. They have the know-how, and Zeiss is happy that they will be able to do the development, and of course from that will come new products that Zeiss will be able to put into the world market.
They will produce their product and sell it.
And sell it.
And make a profit on the selling of that product.
That will make a profit. This company is not going to make a profit. That's how R&D works.
Only R&D company.
This is a purely R&D company.
Okay, very interesting. But if you want to say anything, I mean, you know, we don't in particular, TNG mountains, you know, it's the same area, we all know it. But it's not your area. Intellectual property rights. It's not your area as a lawyer. So do you have anything to say to me? You absorb your AA building.
You concur. You concur.
Well, look, can I suggest a way forward?
That might have kept us.
Look, before I move on, can I just say, when I spoke about the committee system, I was not reflecting on Corey. Quite frankly, I must tell you, phone her, she replied.
Yeah.
Today, for the first time, she didn't reply, and then 30 seconds later, she replied. For 2 years, I have never had that experience. So, tremendously. Not about implying anyone on non county, although I've got an issue with her, which I'll talk about that. So it's not about the individuals here, it's about the committee system. And ultimately the buck stops with the manager. Okay, so please, I mean with her, we had no problems. I must tell you, your phone is out of the phone. You ring a landline, it's punishing you. We ring the landline 4 times in the last week, every time we phone the landline.
But I'm saying many suggesting that the people will be unconscious in South Africa. Now, they actually will stop other people from doing that. Because you see, Chris should have left a long time ago. The COVID. We should not think it's going to happen.
We send this report to Sean Levin, right? We send it to Alex Irwin and to the DC. And who's responsible for the nail? Lisa, why are you so quiet? He's responsible now. You're the responsible. Sorry, I didn't realize you're responsible. Sorry, of course you are.
No, sir, I would like to start with the response.
Yeah.
Because I just know the background of the question. I know the question that is being answered.
You were here when we
I was here when we said it. And the issue was the extent to which we lose intellectual property in the partnership that we get into. My sense is that it would be useful to read the report because there are other layers of discussion which I want to understand. There are restrictions to the extent to
which.
So it would be useful to when you read the report.
It's not like a minister or something. It's not like a minister in a national assembly.
With an understanding of what the committee wanted to achieve in the report. You know, because there are certain rules that govern, you know, intellectual property and so on and so on. So, let me not
respond. Okay, that's fine. Can I suggest something? You think Martin's calendar up there in your exchange of the report? But we will, in the meanwhile, send the report. You've got a copy.
Yeah.
We'll send the report to Alex Irwin, the minister, to Portia Modesta, and then we'll send it to Sean Wiedenberg, okay? And we'll thank Martin for now. This discussion doesn't really take place. But I know that the ministry is very keen on this, because you had an exchange with him in the presence of two of us, and he was quite keen to exchange with you. So I think he'll be interested. I will send him on the house to talk to you. Martin, if you have to go, you have to go. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Before you go, Martin, you're going to vote. Straightforward, you're going to vote. It won't take long. It's coming. You've got 2, 4. Okay, so we can vote about Martin. Is that
all?
How many do we need for a vote? Oh, so we can go. We're voting on the report. The committee section is prepared.
We see you went to the committee of the meeting.
You
won't be joining
here. Just a I wanted to start my own party, but I can't get around to
the report is before you. It says annual report. This is done by the committee section to report on what the committee did last year. And I mean, the chairperson's overview, I'm saying nothing new there. Okay, but if you want me to go through line by line, I will. Does anybody want to go line by line? Okay,
we'll talk about
No. And then, entities reporting to the committee is straightforward.
First of all, you should not be wearing white
that red. Can I suggest that we move for the doctor?
Who wants to move?
Okay, please, second. Okay, that's done.
You agree with
it? You are people. Okay, right. Then the next thing is, is there any other committee report? No. The report on the study tour that I told you, we are going to have, okay? I'm not easier because the committee secretary wasn't able to deliver anything that I would work on. So we're not going to keep the report. Okay, then I want to refer you to the SAA book. Now, I thought to deal with the political issues. And we are only ANCs here. I can be upfront, you can't record this, okay? We had a meeting with the minister and the study group, and at Monday study group meeting we agreed. Some of us feel slightly uneasy about it, but we agreed with it, right? What the minister said last week. So I'm not going to cover that. I'm sorry that school members didn't come, because it was a very fruitful meeting. Very easy to disagree with the minister. It gave us insight into where the department and minister is going. I thought it was a very good meeting, actually. Okay. Now the report, I'm going to read it because I think that we must be very clear what we're doing. It's unprecedented that we're doing this sort of thing where a committee wants amendments and the minister comes and says, I agree with you, but I'm going to deliver it in the next bill that comes. So it's just consistent with the government's new emerging shareholder management model and the committee's views on it. The committee decided to effect amendments to the South African Airways Bill that would set out more clearly the strategic role that SAA serves and the need for the minister to account to Parliament but any major changes in this world and decisions about converting South African Airways into a public company. The committee believes that the template amendments it proposed, Lord Deriva, would not discourage potential investors, Ursula, or unduly bind the minister, Ursula. Number two. It's called the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises, having considered South African Airways. Oh, sorry. I just brought it here. You're so scared of the chairman. Point two. The Minister for Public Enterprises, Mr. Alex Owen, stressed that he agrees with the amendments proposed. Let's take the whole thing and then we'll go to paragraph. Consistent with the government's view emerging shareholder management model and the committee's views on this, the committee decided to effect amendments to the SAA code that would set out more clearly the strategic role that SAA serves and the need for the minister to come to Parliament for any major changes in the role and decisions about converting SAA into a public company. The committee believes that the template amendments it proposed would not discourage potential investors or unduly bind the minister. Point two. The Minister for Public Enterprise stressed that he agrees with the amendments proposed, but explained that it would be more appropriate to provide for them in the forthcoming shareholder management talks. A key reason for this is that the provisions that the committee wants in regards to SAA apply to state-owned entities generally. In a letter to the committee, the minister said, with respect to the recommendation to involve Parliament in the decision to convert SAA into a public company, the department is in the process of drafting legislation to regulate state-owned enterprises such as SAA. This SOE legislation will facilitate a role for Parliament in the formation and change in status of any SOE. I believe this will accommodate the important point made by the committee that if an enterprise is strategic enough that we bring the matter to Parliament, then surely Parliament should have some role if the status is changed. Our intention is to bring this piece of legislation to the committee in the second half of this year. Of course, the recommendation the minister refers to is not a recommendation. We don't need to recommend it to Parliament. So the recommendation the minister refers to is a proposed amendment. But the committee recognizes the value of the minister's proposal and accepts it. See, the minister said that the shareholder management bill will provide for each SOE to have a charter that sets out its strategic role. Any major change to the charter would be brought to Parliament. Four, the minister said that he would explain his intention to provide for these measures in the pending shareholder management bill during the debate on the bill, right? Next week, so probably a week after. But the committee agrees that the amendments it proposes to the SAA bill are better addressed in the pending shareholder management bill and will attend to this in the processing of that bill. Now, the one issue that we haven't addressed is the one about foreign ownership, because colleague Alex said, look, we have got treasury provisions that would prevent any significant takeover by foreigners. He explained that when Absa Bank was being taken over by FNB, they just couldn't buy it. They had, Barclays, they just couldn't buy it. They had to negotiate with Trevor the terms on which this happened, and I think guarantee that we will not be controlled by London. And he says the problem about foreign ownership is we put it in the air, is that it'll scare away investors and so on. And, you know, it's not a damn thing. And right now we're talking about Brazil and the foreign ownership. And I think his argument was that, you know, if it came to a crunch, we would use our treasury regulations. And he argued that in Australia, they're not using the Parliament document of law to prevent Qantas from being owned by
part of it. They are using similar scientific provisions. So we decided that we will not do this.
Yeah.
But if the debate in the House, our two speakers will have to raise this issue. So that it's not like written in council or report. The report of the state. So let's deal first, we come to follow, let's deal first with the actual report here. This is what it indicates. Remember, we're not voting on it today. You can think about it and come back to me by, let's say, Friday or so that I can send it out as a final vote. We vote this year.
Yeah, I think this will be the second part of number two again.
Yeah.
Isn't it the second part of the whole problem? Okay, you can come to the
By the way, you got your minister very nicely. Where did Eric Boscati sit?
I told him and I asked him to bring something yesterday.
Oh, he's very good job and he's on.
I even explained to him where the meeting was.
Okay, so Johan, what's your problem with that?
No, I just
we've got another few days.
Yeah, I'm not coming back.
But for now, the principle.
Can I say, if I look at the report, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where we find it in the
future.
I'm just not. The system of the committee knew where it came from as well.
Anybody else want to see something in Hebrew? This is not the thrust of what we agreed on Monday. If you change your mind, come back to my side and then I'll make a change. As long as they agree with the policy, you change the rest of the policy. Okay.
Can I, to contextualize the report?
Yeah.
Maybe we should add as a first paragraph,
yeah,
our recommendation to the minister. Another letter that we have. That says we're concerned about A, B, and C.
Oh yeah, we can do that.
So that everybody is aware of what are the issues.
Yeah, no, you're right. Let's do that. Okay, I agree.
So for example,
E4444, I'm not sure where you are. It's committee meeting. I don't think you got the notice. But in E34, please come to the meeting. Thanks, bye. We find out that they say, okay, we do that.
You see that minutes of the Nina that says this is what the
committee is called. Yeah, agree. That is for that. You don't need to argue that's correct. Let's do that. So we'll have a new paragraph one. Put in committee people. That is a really good idea.
Should we?
I know.
Just come back to it. Yeah. Should we have a paragraph in there that says it is the committee's wish that before, but that any changes to the SAA will not.
Now, Peter's point is the shareholder management bill will become an act maybe by November this year or early next year. This is going to be passed within the next month. What happens between now and then? He said that nothing's going to happen. So I think we do that. We put that in. Yeah.
Any changes?
The committee's understanding is that, not expectation.
Yeah. Understanding is that any changes to the SAA will be done once it has been received or in accordance with what
Yeah, okay, that's a useful point. Can you what's your response to that point? You don't,
you know? No, I think my view would be that let's sharpen the point.
Yeah.
That we're not, because if we say any changes to SAE,
yeah,
those may not be fundamental changes relevant to ownership. And I think,
yeah,
I think that's talking about ownership. Because if we lock the issue of any changes, it means we can't do anything to the city.
I'm referring to the going to the company and exercise the policy. That's
okay? Are we agreed on that?
The reason I'm asking the Nima party is because she was there, you were not there at the meeting, but you raised that with the minister. I was talking to the party, you were not there now. I did not.
Correct.
Anything else useful for you? Anyone else want to say anything? Alright. In that case, can I then take you to the foreign ownership thing? Now, I won't read the whole letter to the minister, we can have to discuss it here. They said with respect to providing for foreign ownership of SA in the bill, I believe that to contain some provision for this in the bill as such is problematic. However, as I've indicated, I believe that there are, in fact, sufficient provisions in other legislation to give some degree of comfort on this matter. As I discussed during my presentation, we need to ensure that the bill is sufficiently flexible to ensure that SA remains dynamic and is not unnecessarily hampered. I believe that including the recommended proposal would remove such flexibility. Thank you for all the hard work and the important things you made. I hope that following our discussion, we will accommodate the main spirit of the concerns expressed by the portfolio committee. Now, on the issue of foreign ownership, I mean, you know, I don't know enough. I'm not technically competent, but it makes sense to me that we should be able to chance about that. But on the other hand, in the debate in the House, we should say that we are one in one. But he is right. Technically, we don't have it in any other policy. And quite frankly, SA is being as volatile as it is. Those of us who are committed to state ownership might have to recognize that in certain situations, you could have a golden share. But, you know, you don't get money from within South Africa and you're forced to return outside. And I want to tell you something else, that there is a coercive closed meeting to grow in the CNC. This is my friend. This parliament, you know, in Sweden, which is a social democracy, one of the examples of openness, no committee opens in the public. No committee. So we sometimes appeal to your sense of fairness. There's some things we say you can't put down there. Okay? And your colleague here, can you think about this? Listen, SAA is a much bigger name. Much bigger name than I think in the book. And in the study book, I think we must discuss it. And right now, I've also gathered since the book came up from two people that in cabinet, see, of course, I'm used to this, right? But at least privately, there are people who think we should just get to the thing. I bumped into somebody last week. You're quite cool. What the fuck is that? That's a rule. During cabinet. During the... Yeah! But it's your minister. You know. So I'm telling you, no, the things are, but, you know, people are fed up. Also, things reach me. I have shared some of these things with Peter because you say, but I don't see why we should know these things. But what is going on there? And these are not people who are disgruntled employees who have got a crowd. And it's such a consistent pattern that we are getting about how SA is being managed. And we know the minister feels very strongly. This is not for your rotation. I will deal with him directly with the statute, and the study group will deal with directly, so it's not the most issue. The point I'm trying to make is that we should be very cautious. SA is in a bigger mess than any of us, and we hide in a lot of things from us. What can change it every now and then? And to be quite frank, since I'm going to allow for the department, one or two of you have told you. Many of you guys are not vigilant enough. One or two of you have told me, this is what's happening. You guys are not vigilant enough, I was told, after the annual report. Somebody read that section that said, the committee finds it very difficult to separate what are legacy issues from what are issues of volatility that are beyond the control of SAA, like oil, from what are questions of weakness of value. This person hit back at me and said, there's a way of checking. You must separate out, when you look at the financial report, certain aspects, you know about all these things. And then you look at a particular aspect which shows you, I think, operational issues, operational profit. That cannot be related to volatility of world markets and oil costs. It cannot be related to what Coleman and Andrews did before and all that. It's directly related to what happened in the 1 year. I didn't know that. You can do such things. Now, people nodding their heads, yeah, these guys were experienced and never interviewed and said, hey, come here, check. You talk nonsense like that. I don't mind it. You didn't say that. Because I do talk a lot of nonsense. Nobody has said it. Yeah, you said yes now. Most of the time. It only comes to me. How can you say most of the time?
Just bring out to the meeting.
Okay. You know, that's the department tells you. Look at the facts. The facts can reveal to you that these guys
guys are with anything, and you guys are parliament.
So why don't the department do something?
We have to be balanced here and there. You guys must get out of
it.
So what is your favorite thing?
It's
a study group in there.
It's what has the education. It is a study group. It is a capital of the ministry. We have been very busy.
Not this coming Monday, we still have the following Monday.
He is that through your good offices, Chairperson, that we identify Eberhard to do a listing for Eberhard. The person who can come to the study group and take us to that operational
finance.
These are the issues. Because there are negatives, but you know that tomorrow, there's going to be higher negatives also.
Can I just say something formal? Yeah, Lisa?
I think that the committee is probably right in saying that the department has not exercised significant and close oversight over this entity. However, I think that you must recognize that legally, SAA was owned by Transnet.
Yeah, I know.
So there's a bit of a resistance.
Yes, I know.
On the extent to which you can allow, you can take management account for this A, B, C, D. It is only now that we've been going through the transaction that we have a dual responsibility, both countries, in the period. Once this bill is passed, it gives us the legal tool to be able to enable the, and we've been increasingly beginning to do that.
Yeah.
And we are becoming much, much clearer about some of the issues that I think the chair is raising, which are distinct from legacy questions, which have just something to do with the performance of the airline.
Yeah.
You know, that you would question even in any other airline.
Yeah.
Even if it didn't have called in, even if it didn't have Swiss Air as a particular point. So I'm just making that point so that the notion of proposed oversight on our part also hinges on this day going through. You know,
okay.
Even now, Chair, the SAA is not supposed to, when they open a new route, for example, I mean, that's what some of the issues that MCs normally raise. Why are you out of PE? Why are you no longer applying PE? As a department, we can't stop them from, technically, we can't stop them from doing that. Because then they apply to Transnet.
Yeah.
But once the bill is passed, and we government owns directly, they will be required by the PFMA to apply to us to say that we have decided to close the Chicago route and what are the reasons for closing the Chicago route. And that will go through the numbers.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to put that point.
I heard two more things that you're saying. And what he's saying is very clearly correct. Whatever SAA reported to start. So yes, it was so. It just had to go via another circuit. But they were so responsible via Transnet to us. It's a question of you saying, Transnet, why are you allowing SAA to do this? So it is not completely absolved. Do you know what you're saying? We look forward to that close scrutiny. I see every day, you know, ministers will come in and give them a glowing report to our SAA. You ask some questions and it becomes more tense. And then the next day you read something completely. Now, I think was it this morning, President said, for you, sir? It's in the SAA is looking at the flight. But this isn't the one to fly a day.
Now this is what I don't understand. With a long term plan, it comes to this, we are going to do this and this and this and this. 6 months later, it says, no, we're not going to do that, we're not doing that. Another 6 months later, it's another long term plan. Those are things that don't jar out. Because we don't have our own expertise to keep us there. So I think we must find an ever outside thing.
Yeah. Can I just bring something quickly, just to give you an insight? I don't know if you can keep anything about that. But what? Just to give you an insight. You see, Everhart, he's an ASC man. He's an international expert. He's on an international panel. When I ran the University Energy Resource Center, I spoke to a front edge. I said, look, did you be able to recommend somebody? 32 people, 130 of color, 30 of African country, because we want now, you know, the demographic change. So he said to me, look, there is no African in the right now. We will go to all the government. I'm not just only white. How do you think of color in this case? They are worried, but they look students, they look like students. I said, but I don't want to choose, because this is the engine that was Tanaka Pasha.
Yeah.
Hiro and Jacob are Marokka. And so on. You can't have a choice. So then he says to me, you know what, I don't want any money. I'll do it. I said, look, it's 4 hours to give me. He said, it's fine, I'm an ANC member. But then I said, look, I don't want you to come to one meeting. I want a structured relationship with you, but I also want you to transfer skills to a very nice new researcher we've got, Eric Podcast. We just need to look at it. He said, you can't do that for me, please. But if you get a research in, it's not going to do it. So then I just said, okay, we will pay you. And I looked around, and you know, then I realized the rules of Parliament say that you have to have three tenders, which is correct. I agree with the policy. Policy is correct. Because I'm actually my brother in law. But look at the problem now. I had a resource. I asked Eva to put the money out. Now you can't. Now the Parliament is saying, no, we can't pay anything because we haven't got three tenders. Now I haven't got any chance to do other tenders. And I explained to them, it's just like going to Einstein. And getting Einstein to the Science and Technology Committee. And then Parliament saying, no.
You
give me 200 quotations. I mean, this guy is world class.
Yeah.
When I rang three people, they all told me, hey, why are you coming to us? The right guy is Ethan Ebar. They said, no, I think we can get a pay them. He said, no, the right guy is Ethan Ebar. He also advises Windows and NC, advises the background. Now it's Ingram Sanity, because now Parliament wants me to contact other academics to say, we will give you this quotation, but have a quotation less than 60,000, or more than 60,000. So that somehow I can meet some rule that says, well, the cheapest one here is 60,000. Quite frankly, what do I even know how to assist people to get Mr. Kesar? Mr. Kesar doesn't have an issue. He's not an expert in this area. But I recognize that auditing requirements, you know. So we need a balance. But also, it's not my job. So whenever I'm looking for these quotations, not even embarrassing people. See, as I remember, I said, look, I'm not giving you any quotations. I didn't ask for the money. You want me and my services. So I told him, no, please, well, don't give me a hard time, just write the thing out and so on. And, you know, and so on. So he's looking, he would do it. Now, how do I go to two other professors and tell them, you know what?
How is
it? I was going to that.
So, all I'm telling you is, you have to get an expert. Can we ask Professor Ben Surok and Professor Isha Muhammad to do
course? If you want, you have to do all the things they hate it. Right now, I'll spend it with Emma because you can't move forward. But I'm telling you, it's not easy. We'll try.
It would be useful to a person who, beyond the bill itself, to have an open discussion within the committee about the most contentious issue in my view.
Yeah.
Whether, in fact, South Africa should have a national carrier, which I think is the crux of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have a bit of policy problem.
Yeah.
If there are operational and management issues that have arisen, that tends to substitute a basic policy decision about whether the state should own an airline so that we unravel the issue in the high state. Because the reality of the situation is that South Africa is a developing economy.
Yeah.
Can it afford not to have a national airline which will pursue the development objectives of the state in the country, particularly? So that's the first point that I wanted to say. The second reality that all airlines are confronting, which is not an excuse for not making profit, is that in general, all airlines are making very small profit margins. The ones that are making, that can survive and that have kept the stress out, is Emirates. Because it is not subjected to the problems of fuel. Because it's in the gun. Yeah. It can therefore flash resources everywhere. It can buy. I mean, they have the biggest order of the A380 now. Why? Not because they are making huge profits, or not because they have the best of business practices in the land, but because of their situation, they are funded by institutions, Gulf, etc., etc. So I'm just saying that any temptation on our part to translate operational and management problems, those that we confronted head on, shouldn't translate into us arising at the policy decision about ownership. I thought that was the first point that I wanted to make. But also, I was saying that there's a different reality that South Africa and the continent are becoming lucrative to those major airlines that are looking to maximize their profits. You know, because South Africa is growing at a faster pace, and the continent is likely to grow at a faster pace. The sooner you get a national airline out of the way, the better for them, because they get a bigger market. So I think that's the other reality that we have to contend with. But also, let's look at the cases where we just removed the state from operating in the airline industry. What has happened to them in the continent? I mean, they've destroyed the platform of a strong airline. And you've had, Nigeria is one particular example, where everybody has been saying, why should the state own an airline and so on? Allow all the bigger players to come in. They come in and they wipe out the national airline. And basically what we have is all the international airlines, you know, just running the, you know, the platform of the country. So we must, I'm saying that we have to engage with this debate and look at the lessons. Because openness in the sky doesn't translate to a strong, you know, airline platform in that country. You know, evidence suggests that you just destroy, you know, the sovereignty of the country with respect to policy. Because otherwise, what policy do you have when you have opened up all these things? At the same time, disallowing competition has negative consequences for the national airlines, because it does tend to be complacent about the need to make profit and so on. So you probably do need a carefully managed process of opening up whilst retaining the specific hold over the state. And how can you retain that? Can you retain that by the Department of Transport once in a while, you know, coming up with 1, 2, 3 regulations, etc., which are relevant to safety and the other issues? You have to use your own assets to be able to say, we want to encourage significant trade with so-and-so. I mean, China would never agree, let's just, as a committee, they would never agree to open skies, because they know that the need for them to have regulated skies is relevant to their economic performance. So I'm simply saying that it might actually be 40% outside of the city. Because there are people who have been moving around saying, well, just tell us the thing, just tell us the thing. You know, which may not be there.
I thought that I was right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's very useful. Look, I don't think you should do a single word to say. Thank you. So there's no discussion.
Okay. We
will coach you when the
motion
is there.
I'm teasing you.
So
I mean, it's important.
Our NTC was always on those points.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm one of those that will say we must have operational efficiency. But I don't have a problem if the government goes and buys a plane every time they say, need to say, here's a plane for you. But operating efficiency. You know, I mean, there are ways of...
That's right. Yeah, so on foreign ownership, can we agree that this is a compromise? Right. Okay? Right.
Okay, no, okay. The food there are things because of the nature of the human. But I know that they were passing the
communication, you say something. Yeah, we put 25% for a lot of people. I'm saying then, last year we're passing that. But I'm sure the issue of the inner. Yeah, the inner.
Yeah, I mean, the one question
that
let's
say
is, if old news
comes
to buy, say, in SAA, what is old news?
Yeah, you're not. So, there were
very
good arguments in the exchange, even when you didn't agree with them.
And I still think
I thought there's even more
answers. For me, I thought it was the best study to do because it widened my horizon. And he was very lucid and clear as a lyricist should be. But to be quite frank, I don't buy that one as a lyricist, because a lot of it is spin. Like his argument that the power of the silence is very powerful, that's a weak argument, but I don't want to argue with him, right? So, I mean, he spins a lot. And he keeps through that. You know why we're talking? Partly because you know there's no cameras here, and there's no recording. So we're speaking more, it's like a study group meeting. This is a meeting that is used for study group. Sorry.
And essentially,
you can't go here, maybe that's out of order.
You said, I'm saying, sir, when we're speaking with that team, there were a lot of presentations with some arguments between the arguments. But then you said they must conduct a research and look at other countries.
Yeah.
So what come up with that? Not in fact, a lot of countries they do have something. But it's not in that is for us, you know. So that's why I'm saying since it's a meeting about the nature of the industry.
Yeah.
But to say there's a federal regulation which only UC, I'm saying now that's why it's under that.
Yeah.
That's because also the Department of Communication and Impact has also supported that, but so it cannot be generally that only that regulation will be able to control it.
Not to my knowledge, I don't think they've ordered it. They have ordered, they have an order in Ebbah, but not for the East Asia. For reasons related to capital resources, but also even if they were to order, they are at the back shoe. The biggest order is Emirates. I mean, about to just say no. They can only get any order after 2012, I think, of the ACACA. So, in terms of my knowledge, they have not ordered anything to me. For the other reason being that at the time, when the orders were open, the airport wasn't ready for the insurance. I think the airport is going to watch that. They have made an order to the bus, but it is subject to issues that the chair is about financial performance.
Okay, look, I think we don't have to sit everyone at 12, right? Mm-hmm. I think we should finish by 12 and we can. So I'm now asking you to focus on the issues of the post, particularly, not in the airport generally. We've agreed what issues the post is very useful. Actually, we're just 48 hours in. Can you give us an example of countries where they have got provisions
and where they don't have,
as they apply to the airline industry?
It should be
So Lisa's going to give us that. What were that? Okay. So can we move on to the bill itself?
I don't have the same copy. I've got the...
What copy is it?
I've got the boring policy.
Yeah, this is the one we have to work with. This is a formal submission by the
department.
We're only looking for the same from the... What's for the... When? When's copy? Okay. Oh, yeah, no, we've got two, actually. One from Gideon and one from Peter. So, you can have both. And this is the one from Tidian. Okay, the one that says 2107 at the top. That's from Tidian. Tidian Hood, it's from the state law advisory. And then there's another one from, you've got option one and option two. So
Can we call it the Sidian and the Petra? The Petra is the second one. And then there's the extremely boring one from the department, which you will find in the text.
I think it's really boring quite deliberately because it is specific from the text. It is specific, the holding us up, but you tell the name.
This is the one that's called draft of 1402-07. Draft of 1402. You've got three documents.
1402-07, yeah.
And then look at the original bill.
Yeah.
So you have four documents in all.
And then you've got the 21st century.
Can you mark them, please?
Am I surprised, Mr. No.
Call it the G. The 21st February one, call it G. After Sidious. 21st February, and then option one, call it P, after Petra. Right.
And then we're going to work with the draft 14.
Yeah, and then you're going to have the original bill.
What do we call draft 14?
Draft 14, we'll call it
the
Reliever, R. And then the original bill, we'll call it P. So you can have the BRGP. Dr. Kalki is upset because we haven't mentioned A. Right, so we got BRGP. Okay, the first thing we're going to look at from the channel for India, only from the including TNG, I hope. I won't ask you to vote for, but if you're a card carrying member, I'm addressing me down to the press here. Come on, you'll be expelled from the air. No, there's no such. We're only working with B, R, G, P. There's no option. What do you want? You don't have to say.
I don't
know.
So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. What is your code?
Open. Okay, can you start again, children? Can you start again, children?
Yes, yes, Father.
B is the birth!
Well, so that's what the B stands for.
Birth, the original birth! Everybody, don't understand!
Put up your hands.
It's the thing that draft of 1402-07. That's the one that came to you this morning that got to be at 4:40 in AM yesterday. That's the Reliever. Right. Everybody got G, a B and R?
Yes. Sir.
So thank you. Yeah.
I don't have B. I don't need B anymore.
Well, actually, you do because that's my list of things you do. R, that are not in B. The community never cited it. And Eric Boscati is about to spot it. Yeah, I know, you will see, I'll show you, there's something that we never agreed to. Okay, G is dated on the top 21st February 2007.
She's Oxygen up for some of
yeah. And then B, set option one at the top. Right, anybody confused? No.
Yes, but that's very well.
Okay. Now that you know what the documents are, can you please go home and study them? Okay, come on, it's a little serious one way to do it.
We can put all the other stuff away.
Right now, put B aside.
Yeah.
You're not looking at me. Look at R, and members will only be reading it now. I will have to send you through the preamble word for word because the department failed to deliver. Let's not go into that. It says, as a rapidly developing economy, requiring reliable and extensive air transport capacity, the state desires to promote air links to South Africa's main business, trading and tourism markets within the African region and internationally. Retaining SAA as a strategic asset and a national carrier, enables the state to preserve its ability to contribute to key domestic, intra-regional and international air links in support of domestic and continental economic growth. Now look at C. You know, it's much better, I must say, than the earlier version. It's got more liveliness, and frankly, the punctuation is correct. The previous punctuation was dreadful. It was long and therefore, and so on. This is much better.
R is correctly
punctuated. And it's shorter. And it's got a bit more zinc than the earlier version, the Mazda. And the motif is that I need to teach something. But can I suggest that I spoke to experts, and they both said that ideally, what a preamble is meant to say, since or because of, or whereas, if you don't like the word whereas, that's fine, the word is meaning, let's say you drop it out. You think, okay, they don't like the old fashioned whereas, let's use since for there, because it says that because of these things, therefore you are having a thought. So can I suggest that we agree that it has since or whereas or whatever, but we have it in the format that is normally the case? Anybody disagree with that?
No.
So the first, we reject the form of the theory, not the content, okay? So we're not discussing that. Right? So let's give the department a fair chance so that they represent the minister DG properly. Does the department want to argue vigorously against the use of the word since or whereas or because of?
No, we don't want to argue vigorously against it. Just to point out that, as we have stated in the first one, we were trying to pull over the same language. In the promotion of the Transition Act, they also don't
have
the
reduction.
So that was the one that we had to look at. The promotion of the Transition Act, they never undergo the Transition Act. So the promotion of the
Transition Act. Yeah, I know the bill you're talking about, yeah.
That one also doesn't
mean
that
we could also say
language.
We don't have to say the language.
Yeah.
The language we accept, in fact, you know that this committee is very strong, we need to do it ourselves. Yeah. It's about the context.
Yeah.
I was told by both the lawyers they don't know the single example. There's a bird being in Parliament now, which is from the old order. So he's been around for 20 years or so. He says he can't recall a single word. He doesn't think there's one, but there's one that he's known. Kidian, I don't know how long he's been here, 6 years. He's also told me he doesn't know the word, but there's one word. That's fine. But let's see what they've given us, right? Well, we'll see. If you say it's been done before, let's see which looks better, which sounds better, right? Let's do with the easier one. Let's go to G. It says, since the Republic rapidly developed, requires it's much more activistic voice. I mean, look, this is much better already. It requires a reliable and extensive air transport capacity. The state desires to promote air links to the Republic's main business trading and tourism market within Africa, and since retaining South African Airways as a national carrier, blah, blah, enables South Africa, the state to preserve the British countries, blah, blah, blah. Therefore enacted. I mean, already it sounds like that. I get it, okay? This one. Then there's two options given by PSA. You can look at P. I'm not going to read it, then you can read yourself, right? I mean, it saves time. Yeah, we can fail. Option one and two. What Peter has done is left the substance, but he broke it down into four paragraphs. It's looking nicer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the main point here. Well, it's interesting. If you look at it carefully, the point Comrade Kavita is making is a slightly different meaning to what the intent is. You put the second paragraph first. Funnily enough, I have the same thought. See, fools think alike. I had the same thought last night when I looked at it. That actually the second paragraph should be first. But then what I thought is, I tried to why this part is the other way around. It struck me that it's a more cautious approach. That what it's saying is that there are economic rules. But if you start from this, it's more ideological. That you're starting from a semantic. And I know you and I think like that. It's very interesting that... Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, it's interesting. I also felt what you said, that that's in the first paragraph. But can you respond?
On which one?
Okay, it doesn't matter which text you're referring to. The point is that you've given us two paragraphs. Comrade Kondo is saying, why don't we have the second paragraph first and the first paragraph second? The actual breakdown of all is not the issue. But then it becomes complicated to get for four paragraphs, like option one and two. We don't need to find a way to
reason in this committee. I actually like option one. I was looking at genes. You see, when you read genes, since the public rapidly developing economy requires reliable and extensive data on growth capacity, the state desires to promote air. That's actually another, and option one has been broken up.
Yeah.
Since we're doing this, and since we want to promote air links and so on.
Yeah, I like the option one even here.
I like option one.
But if you gave us two paragraphs, I agree with Comrade Kavita, that he's right.
Option one.
Yeah.
And I said, bro, it's just time. For me, it makes the thing stand out. So one is, it is reliable transport capacity. It's our tourism and business links with the rest of the continent. Strategic assets and my potential objectives and others. I always think you have a therefore.
But therefore will follow the need and then.
If the text actually comes in the manner in which the second paragraph is, the important thing is that the but in the manner in which in option one you can get it has already expressed so much. It can so much. But the point of the statement is that two factors, I think, changes the whole concept for IT. So that's something I don't have a problem with option one. Not as I don't have a problem with G. But then if one of the people and if you go for option one, let us rephrase the text.
I think start from the basic side. Okay, the first point we're going to address is Kumita Kondo's point, which is, which should be the first idea of the two ideas. Actually, five or six ideas there, collapsed into two paragraphs. Let's make that. That's the most fundamental question. So let's look at G, and then ask ourselves, do we want the second paragraph to be first? What is the problem with that? Can you respond to that?
Well, I'll just respond by giving you our thinking.
Yeah,
which is the first paragraph is meant to take the general it's an introduction of the general public policy, which is we're talking about the general production economy and then the rapidly unstructured data, etc. So we just talk about the general labor market economy before we then in the second paragraph we then go into the role that SAA then has in the economy, and then also leading us to the reason why we even make these things what you think is going from. Right, so you're saying we have those intentions that are coming in that everyone, and these are the intentions that God has had for the families, anything for training partners and living partners and for the community. And then in order to do that, one of the strategic tools of the government to be able to do that is this aspect, which is a national airline. And well, we thought that you then obviously they need plenty into being there for the next. So then you're saying, okay, well, we have a specific airline, government wants to keep it specific, government wants to keep it in the country, and it's so.
Okay,
except for one thing that I've just picked up now. I think the technically there might be a problem with this thing about the African region and all of these things.
Africa
is not a region.
I was going to say the same thing.
So I think we must also
be. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
The point that I think we were making was that there's a historical discussion before this, wherein we were trying to resolve this question of state ownership somehow. And I think in the introduction, we are putting the imperative. We do not want to own anything for the sake of larger state ownership.
I hear you going
to
say that, yeah.
You know.
That's
and therefore, we need to clarify the specific reasons
why.
The imperative, and I think that, therefore that's the sequence at which we are coming with. But we are also making choices in paragraph 2, you know, over and above clarifying the state matter. That there are certain things that which are not going to happen if we do not own this alliance. The continent is not going to grow. If we had sufficient and properly working rail and road networks in the continent, there would not have been the need for us to own an alliance to propel our continental growth. However, the only choice we have at the moment for continental growth is the movement of people through air. So I think I just wanted to add over and above the issue that I think actually is good. On the technical legal language, I'm not there.
I'm okay.
But I'm saying that I do get some of the points that you make about you know, the language like the Republic, you know, whatever. And so on. And probably that's the right legal language. But the thrust of what we wanted to put forward was that we are not simply tied to state ownership. We outline the imperative that we clarify. But we also want to narrow the focus of the airline. Our worry at the moment is that the airline is too distant in terms of its operation and with very little emphasis on the need to promote continental growth and trade. And unfortunately, in the absence of sufficient infrastructure in the continent, the only option we have is to be the airline.
Anybody else
would
say that?
Yes.
That's a perfectly reasonable point today. It's a very good point. Yeah, but it's in English, it's coming to the one entity. You're coming from?
If you say, I just want to thank you for this information. All the attention of the young talk, what we should be doing to say all things to the world of so that the unity of the spaces is really the one ordinary for opting to the unity. That is just to.
Okay.
I think I'm looking at you, the second paragraph. I understand you understand.
and one is I understand your understanding and what the government is saying. But you see, the Macron, but even if you read the second paragraph, it does not suggest that you want to come for the second. If you read it too, it also carries the gist that is for economic growth. It does not come out as if you just want to own these headlines and say, go to that. It also comes out that is for continental economic growth and stuff like that. So to me, I think maybe the key was what you understand and what you also understand why you say the food food are like as an indicator. So that maybe is a question of saying to some of us if the second part has remained where it is, we feel uncompassionate. Know what we should do at the first paragraph in the second one. But I'm saying what you say to understand when the department explain, I don't understand because in the second one also come up from about economic in the country. So what has become the contestation?
Yeah, okay, I'll summarize it.
I just trying to go, you know.
Yeah, we agree.
I'm looking only at G and option one.
Yeah.
I can't present this, but can I read it to you?
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be a need to have a divided A class of capacity and capability in capacity to support our African economy? And since it is important to the South African government to promote air links to the country's main business, trading and tourism markets, both within Africa and other international destinations, and since South African Airways already exists as a strategic asset to attain such objectives, and believing that the South African government should reserve its ability to contribute to key domestic inter-return international air links by taking custody that it could enable it to exercise control of the South African Airways directly, therefore be it enacted. So we bring in a belief that we believe that it should continue. Maybe they should, but we believe that it should continue. Perhaps that part.
Useful. I'd first like to explain it first.
I understand what you understand. He thought he was understanding
when I understood you. Look, can I deal with the policy issues? And see if I'm correct. Summarizing it very crudely. Okay? The department is saying that they're not starting from a premise that South African Airways should be owned by the state. Sounds like a principal issue for them.
Yeah,
right. Actually, what they are saying is that the specific needs of a developmental economy at this particular time in our history, that's what they said, you know, and within that context, they want to retain SAA as a state of Africa. 20 years down the road or 15 years down the road, if the economic needs change, then they may not want to retain SAA as a state of Africa, which is consistent with the policy of the department and the ministry and the government. Alex said it last week, too, because when they gave the report. They look for the next sentence in the end. Now, what Congo is saying is that he starts from the premise that in any situation, it's separate from the state. Certain things are always a state, like health, like schooling. They never sound like that. I would like to think law, legal services, and airline control. So he's starting from that thing. That is what the issue really is. And therefore, the main point is we retain it under state hands. Therefore, these other issues come into being, the needs of the economy. But if they are saying, these are the needs of the economy, and flowing from that, therefore we retain it. The problem with Kondo's argument is that I'm thinking to myself now, and you're not thinking to yourself,
I agree with you ideologically. If you look at the way the bill is drafted, that's not what the bill is saying.
Oh.
The bill's content is more consistent with the fund moving there than what Condo is saying. Now, if, as will happen 50 years down the road, in the case of adoption, the way the ANC is performing at the moment, and the way we are fighting at the moment, it is very clear, something like 2009, the Communist Party will take over this country. And then, will be able to say all these things and realize I don't bother. She is a minister, and I am the deputy minister of we've already booked our places. There's nobody in the garden. People are booking their places now. After 3 years, you do not come to power. Forget the, all the impossible moments.
Then you have become chairman of the
thing. So, point about the other big decisions. But the point I want to make is, we should be quite careful. I don't think we need to take a final decision now. Because then we'll start competing on Monday. And we're voting on this bill next week. But I think we need to think through. You see, I agree with Teresa. The problem then is that the bill, what is in the preamble, is more synergistic, if that's the word, is more in synergy with the content of the bill than what we are wanting.
That's
why you read what I read. No, in fact, I don't talk about anything. In fact, your reply is remarkably similar and urgent to what I asked. When I didn't come here with a blind, because I thought about it, and I knew what you were going to say, and I more or less anticipated your critique. And you've been very consistent. And what you think is more consistent with both the content of the bill and the approach of
and the desire of the
of the government as a whole. The final thing I want to say, going to and coming back, you see, there are situations in which a study group or a study group can reshape ANC policy through engagement, no matter what the ANC says and so on. But there are times when you have to say that the battles that you lose in the ANC policy conferences and the congresses and in the ANC meetings, but to lose those battles, you can't use the study group as a rear guard. There are times you can and there are times you can't. I'm not labeling this particular intervention as belonging to one or other category. So it's arguments can be presented for both. But what I am saying is let's not die in the ditch about it. Let us be clear what the issues are. And let us also remember ultimately on both sides that actually a preamble to a bill has limited meaning, as Bobby Cooksey will tell you, and Ursula will tell you, the lawyers here. They have limited meaning in the interpretation of the bill. But given that we also have a supportive parliament and so on, and consistent with the issues of one of the reasons of preamble, so let's take that into account. So I've presented you the parameters and the paradigm within which we'll not see money. Is it coming? Is the tea coming? No. You didn't order tea for your report. Sorry? Who decided on lunch? And why? So the rules of Parliament say, not my rules, that if a committee is sitting for the whole day, you organize lunch. Okay, so through that check. If a committee is sitting only for one, there is no lunch unless we have like foreign visitors or whatever. Now, when we have annual reports, we have ESCOM meetings. The department is not regarded, that's the point. But I've checked the rules, they are your rules, the legislation. Now, I don't know who sanctioned the country of tea. Since 1998, when we have 4 hour sitting, we've always, since 1994, had tea at 11. Who designed that country?
It's a matter of 14
and 7. Yeah,
just organize the
team.
I'm
not going to
be here. I'm not going to be here.
It's not half an hour.
Okay.
All right.
So, why
can't you be here? Let me organize the team.
take anything into it. Not the sound of the restaurant that controls the process. So there will be limited space for regular traffic.
No, we have to look at the
table.
So,
you see, sir, I understand what you are saying. Maybe one thing you are correct is that maybe don't have finality. Because you see, the policy conference that I attended at Stellenbosch, when it comes to the same own enterprise, I would argue that they have not actually say what is contained. Now, but that's what we do. Mm-hmm. My argument was that if you take a certain paragraph and you read it through, it comes out clear that the reason to maintain for economic reasons, also not necessary to maintain it because you want to own it every day. If you read the paragraph, it also comes out to that we do the same thing which is also contained in paragraph 1. Now, I don't understand if you're saying that paragraph 2 seeks to change the objective of the deal or the duty to achieve. Because to me, I read the second paragraph. I just can conclude that the main reason for that is the truth of the domestic and continental economy. That's the part of paragraph 2.
I think that I recognize what the Honorable Bongos is raising, that instead the does look like a bit of a judicial issue in terms of the argument between one and two. And therefore, paragraph 2 in G, I'm talking about G as being almost the same thing as R.
The same thing as what?
Okay, G. Let's talk about G. G, I don't know, I've never remembered this in the room. So I think that I would argue that maybe we could have a relook at the comment that he makes about the fact that it doesn't explicitly clarify the question of state ownership with intention B, which is paragraph 2, because it tends to be repeating some of the issues that have been raised in paragraph 1. So I think that we might have agreed to clean that up, okay? But I think we've clarified what the intention is. The intention in number one of the chapter is to clarify the imperative that comes before structure. Strategy before structure, in a sense, the second conclusion. If you just go back to B, I wanted to raise an issue check on B, on the options that we're going to go. I'm assuming that we've discovered option 2.
Well, I haven't looked at it, but I gather.
Yeah, but I think it's out. There's no way that we can put some of the 2 over there.
No,
there's no way. I mean, you can't. This is a deal. It's supposed to be a deal. You can't raise issues of volatility and so on and so on. Those are operational issues. If volatility changes next year, we have to go back and change the deal in Parliament.
Yeah, I asked you not to change the content. So if you change the content, then.
Yeah.
You still have to reword it without changing the content.
Unfortunately, now I'm wearing the department chair.
Yeah.
So,
why are you wanting to
do this? I have to raise some concerns with option, the option that we're talking about.
Option what?
The gravity back to the option that we're talking about. Which is the
you prefer
I'm worried. Yeah. That's what
the problem with
is. I'm not too sure whether we're not implying by the notion of since SAA already exists as a strategic asset. It's a fairly defensive argument that we're putting in the table. You know, we're not being offensive by saying, even if it wasn't owned by the state, if we identified the need to play a role in the airline, we would have had to start a new airline. So we can't be owning the airline by default, the fact that there was default that we happen to own. But I think that those are some of the implications. Now, I wanted to check on the last paragraph. In this option, what do you mean by exercising control over South African Airways directly? I'm reading this thing because I may be understanding the discussions that we've been having about ownership and the need to curtail any drive to just file off everything that the state owns. I want to understand from a legal and a parliamentary point of view. What are the implications of owning the airline, having control over the airline directly? For example, If management were to take a decision and for some reason, Renewal is the minister, and they take a decision, which is part of their management decision, that any enterprise or company will take. Now, if the minister will pick up a call and say, why do you take this decision? Now, does this paragraph clarify to us what are some of the areas within which we clarify control? For me, it doesn't. So I'm just saying it does open us up. And it is a contradiction, especially if the committee agrees that the state would not want to micromanage activities of state-owned enterprises.
All right. Yeah,
and therefore, Chair, I'm saying that let's be very clear about
what you're right, actually. You're correct.
But the minister is the one to have direct control over. He wants to be the shareholder. But you don't have to own any shares in Ethan because we use treasury regulations and foreign exchange
to banking.
We don't want that. We want control. We want to have ownership. Now, it may be 1%, it may be a golden share. But we must, whatever our ownership or control of this is, it must enable us to do.
Okay.
So here we're talking about the
direct media. Okay. Look, can I suggest the arguments on both sides, right? And I don't think we're going to resolve it here. Can you just think about it and communicate over the phone and by Monday come to a final decision? And then Monday afternoon send out the final draft and vote on it for the next. And then the committee comes to a halt immediately after that. We'll have a paper there and we'll take it. So, what do you want to say?
No. Here on that particular subject, what is real control and what is essential stuff? I believe that he who controls the goose,
or she,
that person truly is in control. It's not necessarily the person who owns the aircraft. But if one could just bear in mind the aspect that the goose must be absolutely in the control of the South African government, and that if anything would happen in future, the other shareholders come into the SAA factory, the importance in terms of that is even if it's minorities that are coming in, that the basis of that would be that the route will ultimately decide which who will fly where and when, particularly also to basically look at the Asian route, the European route, the British route, the American route, that type of thing. All of those that are coming into South Africa, that should be under the control of all government organizations.
Yeah, but that is another government body that
My vision there would not make too much of a difference. That is not the crucial aspect. The crucial aspect at the end would be to towards the controlling of the loop.
Okay, look, I think that while it's a very useful discussion, we can still ourselves over the AMI and the Bloomberg issue because of its limited legal view.
And the
Bloomberg has
the influence.
Yeah.
What will happen now is that we are going to vote between the PNC of Simon and the other one. So we are going to first vote before we go to vote for the PNC.
Yeah, I see what they're going to do is, as I explained earlier, we're going to let people think about it. And Monday study, because there are arguments on both sides. Both sides are equally valid. But it's a definite ideological perspective. That we both
neglect all these things, and by Monday you will study the meeting, and then you will come back to the
meeting. Before one month we have to
I don't want to kill ourselves. But what I want to urge is that if there are other points that are very useful for leaders in school, where people have changed the meaning, without meaning to do something. Like, if you have changed the meaning, or usually you like to pick up on these things, right? I don't think it's useful, right? I think it's logical, I don't think it's convincing. So if you try, you do something different. Even the school South African area is already existing.
I would write that one that you can state that our changes,
but
there must be that a reference to South African Airways as a strategic
asset.
All right,
if you
do
cover
not creating it.
I think you want him to move to go today with not the leader to be in South Africa. Because you see, I've always had a donor to come to every part of one in every city, what's one in the city. So you need to put in much.
So we can find the leader.
Don't have to be before that. We need to study with Monday. Never we have that.
No, no, no. We are just like that.
We will have high school everything before.
No, you're right. I don't think it is a complete overlap.
No,
no, no.
There's some worry in my case. But they can be controlled with the cost.
The way I understand A1, they say, look, this is what you want to do.
Yeah.
And we find out that the best way to do this is to tell 100% of their day. And we are still doing what you said you want to do. That's the way I understand it.
Okay. So I think the point is clear. The only question is saying that we are not going to look at the text. We will now refine the text. And that's the one we will give to the study. So you will give it by...
If you were working on being,
yeah.
The rewriting is called of option one.
That's what that's what
can I just say, we can finish in the next 15 minutes if all goes well.
It's only taking half an hour with me. I'll say 5 minutes and we can finish. It's come to 12, we can finish by 5:00.
Okay. And then, you know, I plan to be here until after 12.
Yeah, then where's the lunch, Lombrokazi?
You better play the role of finish before after
12. We invited this time by Lombrokazi at a personal lunch. Can you just conform to the rules, okay? I mean, whatever the rules are, we apply them. We can just come up with these. Okay. Okay. Can we just follow the rules of Parliament? What should we do for the committee secretary? What should be the amendments when we're about to vote, which are updated, on a separate page? Then the way we do it, I saw the rules in, I checked with Parliament, I spoke to Mr. Bell, I told what Peter and Mr. Patrick said. This is a wonderful idea, they're looking into it, but until they change the procedure, we call the B version of the vote. What they do is they take the page we adopted, and then they put it there and they make it a B version of the vote. Now this is not in my hands, really. It's a matter of you must negotiate with Parliament to change the rules. We wish you well. At the moment I'm busy organizing tea, as you can see the tea of vodka, and then a lunch. We'll be invited by the secretary's assistant for lunch, so we're going to go. That was not on the agenda, but it's fine. And so on. Now, can we just do what the rules of Parliament require? Now, what we got yesterday was the book. It's called, as we said, Riva. We got the Riva. Now, the Riva is different from what this is. Now, if you look at the Riva, just to give you an example, turn to page 6 of the Riva. Section 6.3. I asked Eric Boscati to look at this page.
This is the power of the table.
Yeah. No, 6.3, according to my object and powers of SAA. Look at 6.3. Right. Look at the word beginning with N.
and none of such powers are excluded or qualified. Right. Now look at your D. Turn to 6.3. There's no such word, and none of such powers are excluded or qualified. Who put those words in? Why? Who authorized it? No. You mean that's why you have not got, that's why you haven't got the R? Okay, let me be out now. I'm telling you, this is a text I got yesterday at 4:40 p.m. Who put those words in?
Okay, I think it was
the same one. It's not an omen, right? It's not an omen, it's a putting in of words. You didn't leave anything out, you actually added words. What was the reason for adding those words? That's what I said. I think you used a different version of your own book. So to avoid all these things, really. Let's not even look at this thing. I've got nothing to do with this thing. But then you see there's a problem with G.
Yeah.
Because what you have got in
this
is not what we've got in G. This is Kidian reporting to the committee and helping us out. So even this is, you know, like, we've been through this before, but hey, you know, it's really frustrating, honestly. Because we haven't got time, really. I'm just looking for time. We've been running this parliament from 1994 with a V version of a vote. You guys are now trying to change it on your own, which you don't know what policy to do. And then you botch it up as well, to be fair to us, yes. So now, can you provide me a way of dealing with this thing? How are we going to deal with it? Because this G is not what you brought back to us. Okay, so what I'm suggesting is, let's simplify things. The new preamble is not your thing, okay? Let's look at everything else. Right. Now, let me go back to the D. Okay, now this is the last time, can you notice that this committee will not proceed with any committee meeting if the department does not conform to the rules of procedure in amending legislation in the House. Meetings will be summarily adjourned or cancelled if it is discovered before that. Okay, we've got three bills, we're not going to do this again. We need a separate page. You can do a section for your own purpose as well. Right? But when you bring it formally to the committee, it has to be done by the rules of Parliament. Because in a section you can see, last time and again today, just one example I showed you, just one. You've added words that nobody knows. And if you use tracking, the problem is going to be you only look at the section figure where the tracking shows a change. What about where there's no change in things? Now this is a new book. Do you like the thing I'm adding? So tracking has also got its problems. I'm not blaming you, Esther. I'm just saying to be fair to our audience. You're fine by the rules. If you save your time, it'll save us time. Okay. Now let's go to the bill. As it is. It is D. This is a bill introduced to Parliament. This is the only bill we have.
Can I just check a few things with the chairperson? You see, some person of the chairperson saying, this is D, this is D, this is D, to make it better. It doesn't matter what number, what letter you put on any place you bring up. It just makes it very easy to refer to the
But we're looking at D. The definitions we've already approved informally, I think it's no amendments are going to be made.
Yeah.
So it's approved, we just vote on it next week. On the object of that, unfortunately, Eric is not chairman because we need him because he is supposed to prepare the loan. But we did not adopt two. Can you remember why I stopped?
Because
we
decided that everything that we related to conversion would remain outstanding until...
Policy matter. Yeah. That's right.
I'm
now we have adopted.
Okay.
So two is adopted. Okay, three... We adopted already. Okay? Is that right, Angela?
Yes.
Don't even go back. It's 4C, which is a policy matter, and we've left that as it is now, given that the policy matter is addressed, so we can adopt 4 countries. Is there any issue in 4 that members can think about? No.
On your own page,
yeah.
Here was the policy issue.
But have we not resolved that policy? Since we're now dealing with the wedding and the family and stuff. So can we not speak of
food? We picked up. We took the
three. That's what you said.
No, we see. Three we've adopted already. Four we're adopting now because of the policy issue. Five. Yeah. That is an issue here. It's a very simple thing. I'll get it wrong. This is the conversion contemplated in section 4.1. Is it section 4.1 or section 4 as a whole?
It is section 4.1.
You sure? Why is section 4.1?
Section 4.1.
What I'm trying to say is...
So section, the rest of section 4 is to give the contemplation
of
how you go about the convention objective. But section 4.1 is the action, is the one that the minister may decide to convert. The one that is the concept of convention. And in the rest of it is the procedure that the minister must follow.
So you think 4.1 is like? Not 4.1 at all.
No, I think 4.1 is
that's why it's always useful to have one other lawyer here from the Southern Australia. That's useful. I mean, she's hesitant about to say, but we'll take it. It's fine. Say 4.1 is fine. I think you are right, actually, personally. I agree with you. But it's always nice to have, you know, Parliament lawyers saying, right now, I know I raised this now. You say at 5, we have adopted 5, right? 6.
You said 5 is complementary, so we adopted.
Oh, but there are amendments, you're not alerting me to our stuff. Sorry, I'll be giving clause 3. Can we go to clause 3? Sorry. We're looking at B, go to clause 3. And then look at G. It says on page 3 from line 23. Okay. So the state becomes a shareholder and member of SA. We remove the words in respect of SA shares. Why do we remove that, Mr. Manu?
Because it was
thought
that that was redundant.
Yeah. So
you
agree?
You're a shareholder, you already...
So you agree that it's redundant? Okay. Anybody have a problem with that? Just remove it, except the amendment, right? So let's pick off...
The question was not even asked part of that
question. What
was the question? Why do we have shareholder and member?
And they explain to us why.
You can be a member without being a shareholder.
Yeah, they explain to us. Who your partner
explains
to us. So why did you remove in respect of the same issue? I don't have it in my notes, and Eric Boscati is not here. I'll check this out.
There's a confusion where I think, you know, why do we have member and shareholders not
shareholders? Yeah, that's
why I don't think you want
to... Sorry? That's what I'm told, because I don't have it here in my notes. I could sometimes, you know, I'm human and fallible. I could sometimes forget. And I'm getting old as well. Why is Desmond in the non-Vakazi? Why are they laughing? I am getting old. My hair is disappearing.
No, they say you're old.
Oh, I am old.
No, they say you're not good.
Yes, you know. I really feel very strongly that sport and recreation need your services because 2010 is around the corner and you're not you're not booking it up, right? So please, go ahead. That's what makes me feel. Okay, basically
I remember the time you have been on the laptop with you every
time. Right.
And then I'm going to say, the safety commission, there's not somebody else on the opposite.
That is no need for his respect of SAE. He's right. Anybody disagree with us? I don't. I agree with you. Because it's obvious. The state becomes a shareholder. Obviously, in respect of shares. What else is going to become a shareholder? Even CSC agrees with me. There is an entire meeting. CSC is going to agree with me. Now SAE agrees with me. That's not your right. Well, you know you're right. And you're saying you're right. And I agree with you, but the members are not responsible.
I'm a bit
you're embarrassed if you drafted it like that in the first place. Rather you get embarrassed for it.
So I think this is the idea. Is there anybody disagree? Nobody. Okay, so we are amending it as agreed with G. Clause 6 on page 4 from line 10. Yeah, this one was really bad drafting, really agree. This is in my notes here. For the purpose of section 31 of the Companies Act, none of the objects. This is much nicer. This I think we agree with. Much nicer. Thank you, Elsa. That's much nicer. Okay. Then, so we can, now objects and powers, since that is where we are, I must say, I cannot recall. But you guys said legally objects could be single and plural, because
the main object, there's a main object and there's a primary main object and a secondary object.
Except that your primary object has got several things: passenger airlines, cargo transport services, air charter services, and other related services. I'm surprised, Chris G, who's got such a keen eye for singular and plural, let him think stuff.
He
said one object, so many things.
Those three things.
Yeah.
You say it was green jack and it was got playing rugby and things, and then with the other objects.
The other objects provide those three services. That's the main.
Yeah, but you see what Ursula and Peter and Ursula. And as a former teacher, Condor.
Yeah.
Look at the last three words or four words of 6 months. And other related services. So the main object is other services.
The main reason
you're setting up the company is so that it can
provide those services.
Oh, it's
not
for services, provide services,
specific
services. Oh, I like to hear it. I don't agree. You're not main object. If you find me an object, I just say it's
because
on my sensibilities, but it's fine.
And that is how you want to really.
Yeah, that's right. You said object could be singular and plural. I don't think it's nonsensical, but it's fine. Fine, a little bit. I want, not a nightmare. I withdraw what I'm saying. I withdraw. Let's take time. I withdraw. Although, Chris G and I, we will never agree with it, but it's fine.
Now,
I don't want to see a bystander. I'm on his side.
Chairperson, who's providing members of Rent Committee with gas tickets for other related services.
Right. Can I make something very clear? Can you speak to them, please? Just come regularly to the meeting, so when we ask you not to use the mic, you now, can I raise something? I'm addressing it to Lisa. Can I just say something with you? Being the humble person I am, you can expect I'm not capable of doing and saying the same. But I'm also accountable to the constituency of the AMC, the study group. Also, I'm very insecure at the moment. Because, you know, I don't know who's going to be the and then what happens to me on the 1st of January, you know? 1st of January, I might just be out of here, sent off to Mongolia. Being the populist I have to be this year, I have to tell you, and Reneva has also been mentioned, that all the members here say that at last year's Cape Town Jazz Fest, we did not get tickets from SAA. And as it is, we don't particularly like the SAA performance here. We've been very thankful. We think, in fairness, even the member from the IFC, who doesn't like them, he too is insisting on the fact that each of our members gets a ticket for them and their partner. Cape Town Jazz Fest. Can we, like the minister wrote to us, and said what he said to do. Can we get a commission from Kaya and take Carol to see that these tickets will be forthcoming before we vote on the vote? And if you think that's a joke, wait, I'm laughing, are we? And then, Bobby Gossi is a lawyer. He said, let's check out the Rita Kondo. Can go with Rochelle, who's in PNG, supposed to be monitoring us, to the jazz festival together. Because the next thing we're going to see when we look at the jazz festival, we'll see only one person being coded. Miss Cornwall said. Miss Cornwall said. So this is a conflict of interest here, but one foot is our way. But jokes aside, we are expecting to get. Other committees get from their perspective.
Now we know why the sports people here today said.
Oh, good point. This is a point that Tommy Courtney is making. When you say, that's what the question is to you, and he's a lawyer, but the question is maybe to Ursula, because that lawyer is sitting quiet. I want him to answer outside the issue whether singular and plural can be considered, whether object can be plural and singular. So he rightly asked, when I said, listen to this one, this is a typical CSP law one, right? He said, when I said, the member and his or her partner, by partner, Ursula, did I mean single partner or green lobster?
This could be very, because he's lawyers here, he's saying lawyers,
object can be true.
I wonder if the sports people will be invited to this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they should explain the police or some people
are here today. Okay.
We're not married today. Your husband is married.
Yeah.
An object.
Yeah.
What you're saying is, you have this company that has this object, which is to provide services, airlines, air traffic, air cargo, and passenger services. So I think you can have an object to provide specific services.
You will never convince me, but I'm giving in.
No, I agree with you.
And she's a teacher.
And I'm professor.
Okay, that's fine. I'm giving in. Just she and I, we're not going to agree with
it.
Unless you withdraw from it. You were one step ahead. You said it's airways, therefore it's plural.
Yeah.
So you are more extreme than I am. As you and I are the only civilized people in this entire
world.
Well,
I'm in the
language
of objective. I don't think
you'll
never.
This is a
objective.
This is a northern standard. Actually, he's right. You are right.
Yeah.
You know,
it's objective. Mr. You're getting late now. I'm ruling.
I want to go to the
chair. I'm ruling that there are only two civilized people in this meeting. And this is Honolulu and the
Kirkland.
Yes, he's done. So populistic, he said he's going up. So it's three Okay, next one. Clause 7 now. 6-3. What's clause 6-3?
Remember, we said
you were gay. Yeah, no, we thought that out. So then we go to...
It was also consequential one.
The 7, yeah. Yeah, so that's fine. And then there's a clause change here. If you look at G, on page 4 in 96, so let's section 6.1 to 6.6. Yeah, that we've done already. Very good. We can adopt clause 7. Clause 10. Clause 8, sorry, is straightforward. Clause 9 is straightforward. And then clause 10. Citizen says it's up to 207. 207, is that right? So, apart from the preamble, we're finished with the vote. So, yeah, let's figure a 5-minute meeting, and then Mr. Chesma comes out, right, and show the agenda.
If you look at
our
this act is called the South African Heritage Act 2007. It comes into operation on a date given by the president.
Yeah.
And this is a one-stop where we try and talk about online. On a date following
yeah, I get your point. But you know what? Can I just suggest something? There's something that you have to rule from the chair around because they're not policy issues and other issues. You see, it's to imply the picture that we don't trust the politicians. That's what it is. You see, we have put...
We have access to that minister tomorrow. We don't know who the next minister is.
Yeah. But there are some things we need to be clear about, right? That, you know, I think we should discuss this in the study, because there are limits to which it could go. A, the minister has actually given us a written letter of commitment. B, we have added that paragraph in the report to parliament. C, he will be announcing in the House that, look, these are the things I agree with the committee on and so on. D is
it's a weak argument, I suppose. I won't listen to myself speak. So if the thought goes to my head. D is, it is possible that there might arise certain contingencies. Let's take another 9/11 or whatever. And it might be that the shareholder management will be held up because this committee has slowed down its work and you've got 1,000 other things to do and so on. And you don't want to bind the executive in this sort of way. Whereas you've got a report of parliament which doesn't have the same effect of binding, but communicating what we have agreed we would. And I'm not urging people, really. I mean, it's getting too far, really. It's actually like almost implying that, A doesn't have to live, but that B, that you really have certain things that we don't know could happen there. You know, the oil price could shoot up and so on. We're talking of, if I am correct, the verbal that you spoke about children and coming to us in August, is that correct? At this stage, about August. Now, if you look at the second half of the year, it's a really bad time for the committee because we're going to have so many state-owned entities with their annual report. That is why when I spoke to the minister in a different country, I said, we hope to finish the bill by this year, but the bill could be finished early part of next year. We're talking of up to a year. And generally, I don't know, I can check a Syrian and say something. To say that some president also, it's like, many people insist on doing it to do it, but I'm just saying, let's see if that's pragmatic about these things. Getting a bit too far. Okay, having said that, I'm accountable to this committee. And I'm just saying, if you're really insist, let's do it. I just want to be very cautious about some of the things we want to do. Okay.
But the response of the minister of Agadosu is supposed to cover on that issue this was coming. But in this field, there's no reference in that. I'm just saying, then it would be difficult. Unless you see you foreclose this year with next reference to that one, which in that case, the president, what we do, not going to find this one, and if it was an impact on the other one, not yet to date. In that case, that's going to cut the president. But as it is said, I don't think it will be fair that at the end, when we want the president to let the big man come to be applicable to them, when we put that in place. And let's say if we say you don't accept the situation of the minister, you want to include those other things here without going to that one. But the situation was that the minister was here, we convinced the study group, or we convinced the study group, we agreed to the minister.
There's a letter to the decree,
it's only
the
chair,
it's not quite enough, so yes.
Can I?
Sure.
Let me say this, let's just say, whilst you might be correct in terms of your argument against the inclusion of the police intervention, but I think we should not be guided by some of the reasons that you're going to say, because we don't have to make that.
Well, I'm going to look at those issues. Well, I think it's a tactical.
practical issue, I mean, the reason is of tactics, issues of tactics, the issue of principle, issues of conflation. The principle issue is what to be said. We look at the specific merits and details. But I don't have a discussion, because this is the issue we discussed in front of you. Right? So let's deal with the issue. The issue is, one, forget the other arguments for now. Basically, we have got a thing in the report. Two, that we have the imponderables of when the sale of the manageable will come to us, when you pass it, etc. And three, is that given the volatility of this industry, you can't completely buy. And four, you are taking an interesting feature. And five, is the point that overlaps with the four that Bonnie quoted me. So the issue of the trusting is now not a matter of principle. And I think I've reported to the study group about trust. You and I had one experience about trust. I think Reneva knows the story and Gaynor knows the story. I have also said very openly, I feel quite uneasy. I have told the minister themselves that I feel uneasy about agreement, but I accept that it is correct. So I am the only one who's overtly said I feel uneasy. I've told people outside the system as well. But in any case, that's the principle. Let's deal with that. On the issue of practically about tactical issues, I don't think that's a tactical issue. But I agree with what Mr. Kudisa said. Lisa?
Okay. The point that I wanted to make is threefold. One, I think if we subject this bill to the shareholder management bill, which is coming outside of some of the logistical issues that I think the chair has raised, which are relevant to the operations of Parliament and the committee, it might, at a commercial level, be difficult for the airline to operate in the absence of a legitimate system of the creative commission. I'm guessing that there's a real concern. Because subjecting it to another bill kind of creates some level of uncertainty with players that need to be the airline. So I just want to make. The second point that I wanted to make is that National Treasury has indicated to us, because I think, because we might also be shooting ourselves, has indicated to us that it will be difficult for us to give effect to the notion of state ownership by way of fiscal injection into SAA in the absence of an act. So, that practical reality.
Yeah.
Even if the National Treasury and government in general wanted to put in money in SAA, without this thing, it's illegal for them to do that. So I'm just raising that point. But also, there's also a pure, I'm not a legal person, but there might also be a pure legal issue. That if somebody were to decide to use this act in a legal setting with SAA, by constraining it to an act that comes without clarity on what the content of that act is at this stage, maybe for the market, I think that the other way around much more better. Because if you have an existing act now, you can subject a coming act to that act, to the previous act. So I'm suggesting that there are those complications that I put, because I think we have a window beyond the creation of the shareholder management act. You can amend to that. That's all I'm saying. If new issues emerge, which I think Peter is relatively concerned about, in the shareholder management act, you can still come back to this act and amend those aspects. Because this act, somehow, there are certain fundamental issues that this act introduces. For instance, the section we're discussing about objects. That section has specific implications for SAE. Because it restrains SAE from participating in any other economic activity, except for people that define it. So that's the kind of shift that I think we are introducing in the airline. SAE can no longer buy shares in another company that's not related to those objects that we are putting on the X. So I'm just saying that if then we allow space between now and August, SAA could use this X and this particular clause at the end, clause 10, to go and buy shares in a company that's not related to air services. And they will use the fact that, no, you said in point 10, this X is subject to a coming X, and maybe that X will allow us, you know, to buy shares in a different company, in a different country, blah, blah, blah. When is this one restricts them from doing that?
Interesting argument. Yeah, okay.
Wonderful argument. Wonderful, he was reading was brilliant, you know. He's taking something and he's saying that is a problem. And it's simple solution is clause 4.1 of the law comes into effect 12 months after the president
died.
It's
all
your problem. In the study group, we were required to mention that as a possibility. Now, what we're looking at is with our limited negotiating, but what are our options? The angle, changing this. This is another one of them. These are all things that we're putting on the table. Now, if we have a solution at the end of where we are happy with the plea angle, where we are saying that this is covering, the report covers this thing, it really, minister says to me is that, look, we're not going to change this into a public company. It was said that, look, the thing takes 18 months to convert into a public company or that. This time we still have to do it. So it should not be a problem to say that when we convert into a public company, we want to know that the following safeguards are in place. But I mean, I raise that as one of the things that...
Why are you raising a lot more... You see, you are right. Can I just come to you? You see what he says. That's not the right place. Comfort is very local, but a very loose conversation about it. I really think it's a problem putting in Section 10. But the issue of putting it elsewhere, that's a reasonable argument. Except that we covered quite a lot, as you just said. But the point is making, which is correct, sir, is that, okay, the technical answer I'm seeking for my problem may be wrong, the technical answer. But to find an answer to the problem is correct. And we can find an answer in another form, and he's proposing one form, right? Except that he answers himself by saying we can not concede that we've done all these things.
If we have enough
of that's right. So he's right.
But it's
the fact he's... I knew you could open up a whole list. This was not a summarized what you said. I totally agree with what you should say. It's a disingenuous argument. But the last one is very interesting.
One other one besides all the time. This is going to be
So if
the Ministry of Public Enterprise, Sport, and Recreation, and Communication.
He would change the office of the Minister of Public Enterprise. He would change his language, personal duties. He would change what that office is meant to
do. No, Peter is clarifying the political office, i.e., the Minister responsible, whoever.
The Minister assigned functions to the Minister.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what can I suggest the way out? I don't want to endless discussion. Just speak to Sanjay and ask him what he's doing. I think both of you agree on that. I'll try to plead with this committee to agree. Failing which, I'll ask Nandra Kazi to organize lunch for next week as well. Because we'll sit the whole day there. I will get a novel and read it, and then you'll go
to
and then when you all are ready. Okay. Now, our Earth members, right? Can we just do this lunch? I'm fed up, right? Can we mandate comments to find out what the rules are. What other committees do have got nothing to do with us. We abide by the rules. If they are not abiding by the rules, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be here forever. One of you will be here tomorrow, you're going to have lunch every day of the week. Saturday, Sunday, that has nothing to do with you. Remember? So, basically, just take the rules up. What is the rule? K?
check it out and report back to me, and the next day they will report you. If the rule is that you can have lunch for every meeting, can you just organize it? If the rule is you can go beyond 1 o'clock, that's what we have. If it's slightly subjective, what I was told by the lady, if I recall, she said if we invite like the annual report to us, it says, no, that's fine.
It's only in the couple
of. Now, I can also tell you this.
That if you go until 1 o'clock, there is lunch.
The new one. Yeah, that's what Bonnie Crossing told me. That's correct. In fact, I think the new one's going to be implemented, so that'll sort the problem out. But can I read something else? Bonnie Crossing wanted to say something. Let's just take him quickly and then let's have him explain.
No, no, I was saying,
sometimes
we need to learn that the concept. When in communication, you communicating with the public, the minister can't make presentation in the future. We had our own view in the study group. Finally, we fought our way out of the study group in the general assembly. The department was against you.
Yeah, I know the father, yeah.
When the president was passed to sign the team, he then rejected them saying they had an issue. They are not aware. There's no balance in parliament in the country. Any person then says, that's enough. I'm saying that when issues are raised, you know, it is critical to look at the issues. There is obstacles you see with them out of the work situation where we trusted the minister and they correct once we knew that we want to achieve the same thing. I knew the president, you see, when the minister presents, you say that's cabinet, rather than so. But the president said it's that. The minister didn't respect anywhere so that the
The balance of forces in the ANC right now, if you look at the succession issue, we are going, you are having to say Jack Mannix now. But it's not fair for the circuit.
No.
Because it's not about trust in an individual. You see, also I can engage with Conlon. It's actually a class analysis here. It's about balance of forces that comes from Marxism. It's structuralism. It's about recognizing what the balance of forces at the moment. A very significant number of the ANC want a particular person to be president, which raises a host of issues. Then there's a man who thinks that he cannot do without him, which raises a host of other issues on both sides. Right? So let's be very clear. We are not talking about individual trusting individual ministers. It is about recognizing that there are certain powers that an ANC member and a minister has, and certain powers that a family group has. So we can have a discussion around what is principle, what is strategy, and what is tactics. We were not getting, but you're opening a discussion which I didn't want to enter into because I was replying. One of the things you're saying are irrelevant. That particular set of circumstances between that minister and that committee, acting committee chair, and that study group is completely extraneous to the issues we're dealing with. That's a liberal approach, really. I'm talking about actually a Marxist approach. We get into the debate, but you have we need about 2 3 hours to. We put the issue on the agenda.
Can I make on
the study group? Yeah. About what? Bobby does another paper, I do a paper. Okay. What is principle? What is strategy? What is tactics? And what do we mean? It's not a liberal interpretation, that's two individuals. Right. So please, I said let's discuss it. I will do that. After you said it, I said let's look at the principle issue. The strategic and tactical issue we look at the study group because it is a vigorous discussion. Okay? And I agree, Public Health, would you like to? One study will do a paper on principle, strategy, and testing to the relationships between study groups, ministers, and
the ANC.
I will also do it. I will do a response to it.
Yes.
Harry will reply.
Within
the next month.
Yes. You are supposed to.
For next Monday.
For next Monday. Yes.
No problem.
Whatever.
I've got it in my head. I've done it in my head. No problem.
Next week.
Yeah. Okay, now before we part, I want to make one. First, I'll tell you again. First.
I just wanted to confirm
your
words. Those soldiers that were meant to be adopted, do
they have a formal
adoption or
is it? When you formally discipline tree, he would say, Bhojan of desire, Bhojan of desire of Krishna. Then he would say, Guha, Krishna, wonderful, you always put the dead on 31st. Then somebody else, I'll look around, nobody will second, but loses up a few seconds of time. Then I'll look at Chris Wong and then he put his hand up and that sort of thing. Don't worry about that. We've adopted everything. What remains is the proposals from the committee members on the report. Two extra paragraphs have to be added. Okay? Secondly, what we're going to do is, we in the study group, having got your fine tune, between you and me, your fine tune, and by tomorrow, say lunchtime, we will send it out to the study group members and we will resolve that issue. Apart from that, there is one final issue which Peter raised about for minister four. We'll check with Peter and so on. I'm not interested in this. If Peter, if you don't agree, just come here and sort it out. I will share, but if you take your time, I don't really care. I'll bring a lot of stuff. I'm hoping that the next Wednesday we need 5 minutes agenda, topic, adoption of the story. Topics of the two business cases were community support and
responsibility.
I don't know how long that will take. But I will go from this meeting with the proposal A. Am I correct, members? We have said that we would like to adjourn all our meetings until next Wednesday.
Okay.
Unless we get a committee secretary immediately. And a committee secretary that's available on the phone has given the 4 reasons for the study. All we ask is for 2 hours a day. What they do in the remaining 6 hours is their business, but they're available on the phone. Okay. Two, when they don't come to work, they phone me as well, and phone me this. Three, we come all the time.
If they can't supply with that later, they must have power as well.
Right. So it is. I will report back to the study group on Monday what the chairperson said. Okay. Before we part,
can just clarify the way of the process when because we need it to be clear.
Right. There's only one thing you have to do.
No, the preamble one is fine.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, particularly beyond that.
Yeah. Beyond that, there's nothing for you to return up next Wednesday.
Okay.
And give us the document in a separate page.
Mm-hmm.
With all the amendments.
Okay.
Okay. Next Wednesday, we won't be long. The debate in the House, Ramiva, you've tried to say today.
No, the minister is not available to ask
about it, so we have to take it. No, that's too long.
We can exempt
the House. I'll speak to the Speaker. I'll speak to the. You can pass a resolution in the House to exempt the House from the 3-day rule.
I'll
do that. Okay, just remind me. Sorry, I have to do that 3-day rule. I'll speak to them now. The final thing is, I know we're in the last, but we want to say goodbye to somebody who is leaving us. So I want to say to Gaynor Khan. I want to say to Gaynor Khan, who, as some of you may have gathered, if not most of you, no may not know this, but that's the point. She is leaving the department, and she's going on to other responsibilities. We hope it works out. And she's been with us since we've been around. We've had a very cordial relationship with her, a very productive relationship with her. So we joined her company. She's been on some study tours with us, which she shouldn't have been. I want to tell you that she's spy for the minister. Exactly what you said about me. But no, we think she was right. Eunice said Alex sent to us. Peter said you can't trust Alex. Bobby goes to like a lawyer said, well, he said what you mean by trust. But now, when we discuss policy like, the relationship between state entities and the developed states doesn't report on that. So we'd like to tell her that she has been a very good spy, and we've seen through her, but on the other hand, we've seen you. Okay, we wish you well.
Thank
you for your cooperation, and we hope that whatever future career you go for, that it works out very well. Do you want to say anything particular? But I want you to know that she used a wonderful word for this committee, which I don't think describes this committee better than Dr. Kaji. He told me when we were in Erico, he said, I'm really working, I can't do the same. He said, in fact, you know, we've got such a funky committee. So we have funky committee.
I was asking whether she's going to see if this is better.
I'm going to say the Chinese computer.